Aircheckdownloads.com.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 36.
Here's another song that moves into Billboard's top 40 this week. It's the first hit by a blues guitarist and singer. His name is Robert Cray, and he's from Tacoma, Washington. He recently won a Grammy Award for playing the blues. Debuting at number 36, here's the Robert Cray Band with Smokin' Gun.
I get a constant.
Smokin' Gun by recent Grammy winner Robert Cray and his band. Robert's 33 years old and comes in at number 36 with his first hit single. You're listening to the nation's biggest hits on American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, let's answer that question about predictable songs. That is, songs whose titles seem to predict how high they peaked on the chart. That's what Mike Demms in Royal Oak, Michigan wrote in to ask about. Well, Mike, here's the list. Number 9, Dream by John Lennon, hit number 9. Seventh Son by Johnny Rivers, hit number 7. 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago, hit number 4. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. with Bill Withers, and 1-2-3 by Len Barry, each hit number 2. Then we've had 7 number 1 songs with the word one in their titles. One Bad Apple by the Osmonds, One of These Nights by the Eagles, You're the One That I Want by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Do That to Me One More Time by the Captain and Tennille, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, The One That You Love by Air Supply, and finally, One More Night by Phil Collins. Those last 7 songs with the number one in their title all hit number one. And there's your answer, Mike. 12. Just 12 top 40 hits with song titles that sort of predicted how high they'd climb on the chart. Thanks for writing in. Talk about trivia. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 35.
Here's the number one soul song in the land. It's by Jody Watley. And if Jody seems familiar, it's because she used to be in the trio called Shalimar. The last couple of years, Jody's been in England establishing herself as a solo singer. Now making her solo debut back home in the USA. Here she is at number 35 with Looking for a New Love. Looking for a New Love by former Shalimar member Jody Watley. She's looking at her first solo hit. It's the number one soul song and debuts at number 35 this week. Up next, the week's highest debuter, a solo hit by a man who helped make the Jay Giles Band a howling success.
American Top 40.
Here's the week's highest debuter, a new solo hit by the singer from the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolfe. Peter sang on all 10 of the Giles Band's top 40 hits, and now he hits solo for the third time. Coming in at number 34, Come As You Are by Peter Wolfe. Or Don't Come At All. Peter Wolfe, originally from the Bronx, New York, made his name in Boston with the Jay Giles Band. His third top 40 solo hit debuts at number 34, Come As You Are. Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like K98, WKCX, Rome, Georgia. Your area information station, WAIS 770 AM, Nelsonville, Ohio. 98.5 KLUC, Las Vegas, Nevada. And CHRK, Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. Here's the second top 40 hit for singer-songwriter Robbie Neville, and it moves up 5 notches to number 33. His new song is about a woman who's a real femme fatale. Lines the guys up and knocks them right down, just like a roll of dominoes. Here's Robbie Neville. Dominoes by Robbie Neville. The 24-year-old singer from L.A. climbs 5 notches to number 33 this week. He's following up his recent number 2 smash, C'est La Vie. Coming up on American Top 40, a long-distance dedication from a teenage girl who lost a mother and found another.
Aircheckdownloads.com.